Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. A quick reminder that you can find the very best of Dateline Washington every day on the web. The address is dateline.radioamerica.org. All the best interviews, the day's top stories, and more. Dateline.radioamerica.org. Back to the news here on Wednesday, and Russian gas supplies to southeastern Europe have been halted as Russian monopoly Gazprom cuts gas exports via the Ukrainian pipelines. The effects can be felt across the Balkans and as far as Turkey and Greece as a dispute between Moscow and Ukraine deepens over the price. Correspondent Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
The European Commission President José Manuel Barroso accused the two countries of taking the EU's gas supply hostage and urged them to resume supplies immediately. The EU's gas coordination group will hold a meeting on Friday with officials from both Russia and Ukraine present. Moscow and Kyiv accused each other of blocking gas exports to European neighbors as their clash over pricing intensified. The talks between the two parties are expected to resume in Moscow on January 8th. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
President-elect Barack Obama will give a speech on turning the ailing economy into a positive direction on Thursday morning. At Virginia's George Mason University, he'll lay out further details about his ambitious economic stimulus plan that could total almost $800 billion. It's intended to save or create more than 3 million American jobs, cut taxes, and invest in areas that could spur economic growth, such as healthcare, energy, and education. Obama is pushing for quick passage of the two-year stimulus plan. Meanwhile, New York Senator Hillary Clinton appears to be on the fast track to becoming Secretary of State. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hold a confirmation hearing on her appointment by President-elect Obama on January 13th. The former First Lady is currently in her second term as the junior U.S. Senator from New York. She fought a sometimes bitter campaign against Obama for the Democratic presidential nomination last year. Meanwhile, the soap opera continues over who will replace Barack Obama as the junior senator from the state of Illinois. Just yesterday, Senate officials turned away the choice by embattled Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to be seated. But Roland Burris, the longtime state official, seems to be in much better position to actually be seated very soon in the upper chamber, possibly as soon as late this week. Burris met on Wednesday morning with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Majority Whip Dick Durbin, also from Illinois. After the meeting, the two senators went before the microphones with the leader, Harry Reid, saying the glitch here is a rule that has been forced about this situation on every senator for over 100 years.
We've had a rule in effect since 1884 here in the Senate that for a person to be appointed by a governor, you have to have the signature of the governor and the Secretary of State. Now, that matter is in the courts.
That's a very different explanation than Senator Reid was issuing a number of weeks ago when he said anyone appointed by the scandal-plagued governor of Illinois would not be seated in the U.S. Senate, leading many people to suspect that the only reason Burris has a fighting chance now is because he's black. Harry Reid says that's simply not an issue.
One of the first things he said to us, hey, this is nothing that's racial. I understand that. So a lot of people tried to make this a racial issue, but Roland Burris has not and will not.
The Illinois courts will determine whether or not an appointment to the U.S. Senate actually does in fact require a certification signature from the Secretary of State, who, by the way, is black, but says he will not appoint anyone to the seat who was nominated by the scandal-plagued Governor Rod Blagojevich, since this appointment was at the heart of the scandal and the reason that Blagojevich was arrested back in December. Senator Durbin says he hopes the Illinois Supreme Court makes a decision very soon. For his part, Burris said the meeting went well also, and at a separate news conference says he's confident he'll be the next junior senator from Illinois.
My whole interest in this experience has been to represent my great state, and that is my love, that is my desire, and very shortly I will have the opportunity to do that as a junior senator.
Burris is very likely correct in that prediction, according to Jay Stewart of the Illinois Better Government Association. Stewart says Blagojevich has won this standoff with Senate Democrats, and either the Senate has lost the fight or perhaps just given up. He says U.S. senators may have to answer for their lack of a backbone throughout this entire controversy. President Bush and President-elect Obama at the White House today, but they're not the only commanders-in-chief who are at the lunch. Former Presidents Carter, Bush 41, and Clinton there as well. President-elect Obama saying it was an amazing moment.
All the gentlemen here understand both the pressures and possibilities of this office, and for me to have the opportunity to get advice, good counsel, and fellowship with these individuals is extraordinary.
And quickly on Wall Street, stock prices plunging on bad news from Intel, Time Warner, and Alcoa, which all warned of lower revenues. Time Warner said it's writing off $25 billion for the fourth quarter alone. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 245 points today to close at 8770. The tech-heavy NASDAQ off 53 to finish at 1599. The broader S&P down 28 to close at 907. Oil losing nearly $6 a barrel to finish at $42.63 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll get to the heart of why Russia has cut off its natural gas supply to Eastern Europe. We'll also take a closer look at congressional Democrats' efforts to expand the federal role in health care as soon as Inauguration Day. And when we come back, the American Jewish Committee weighs in on the conflict in Gaza. Stay tuned for more Dateline Washington.